Are you seeking fulfillment for your life? Do you want freedom from fear? That's why we're here. Welcome to Jesus 101, introducing you to the real Jesus. And now, here's your host, Elizabeth Talbot, with Mike Tucker.
I'm Mike Tucker.
And I'm Elizabeth Talbot.
Branding of cattle is a way of putting a rancher's sign of ownership on that cow, whether that be by burning it in with a hot iron or by a more humane, perhaps, method of tattooing. It is a sign of ownership so that everyone will know this is my property. Mm-hmm. And in Scripture, there's a sign of God's ownership. He seals us. He puts his sign, his mark of ownership on each one of us.
Yes, and today we are continuing yesterday's program. This part follows after the sixth seal. If you remember, the lamb took the scroll and started unsealing it, means revealing the things that were to come. And we saw the first six seals yesterday.
Which was our map of tribulation, those things that we could expect.
Yes, and then all of a sudden we get this interlude, this moment of silence before the seventh seal. And what's happening is that the people of the earth are being sealed for God. Those that believe in him are kind of set apart with God's ownership seal.
His mark is put upon them. And tomorrow we'll talk about the seventh seal, because we've got this little interlude here, chapter 7, that we're going to deal with today. And then tomorrow we'll deal with the seventh seal in chapter 8.
And actually, chapter 7 is wonderful news. I mean, if you were coming on chapter 6 and saying, wow, very difficult things are coming, chapter 7 is the one that gives you hope. Yesterday we talked about my mom, through her cancer, having a map of tribulations, knowing what to expect. Well, number 7 is the end, is when somebody says, you are healed. This is the end. God has actually intervened for good in human history.
And verse 1, and after this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth so that no wind should blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree.
Okay, here we have the number 4 mentioned quite a bit of times. Mm-hmm. And 4 usually has to do with the whole earth, maybe because of north, south, east, and west, or simply because it's something that is used to say the whole extension of the earth. So what's happening here is something is about to take place, so that these four angels are holding these winds, which are the final things, so that God can say, okay, who is for me and who rejected me?
He is holding back winds of strife, and winds very often will represent some sort of strife or turmoil on the planet. The angels are holding them back while God is looking for those who belong to him, making sure that they are set aside and safe. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads.
Usually when we get this forehead term, we're talking about something that is in the mind, something that is a belief.
And remember, when we studied the Gospel of John, the great link between that which was real happening on this earth and the spiritual truth was this issue of belief. Mm-hmm. We come back to this again here. John's using it as he's talking about the sealing of the servants of God. What do they believe?
Yes, and we will go through this quite a bit later on, because at one point, the inhabitants of the earth have to decide if they're going to worship or not the God of heaven and earth. They have to make up their minds, per se. And here, God is recognizing those that believe in him, and he's sealing them. Mm-hmm. And we have a number, and this number has quite a history, because a lot of people have taken Revelation literally, and then they get into a lot of trouble because they don't realize this is written in apocalyptic style, which is symbolic numbers and symbolic figures.
I've heard all sorts of things about this next number, that this is the only number of those who will actually be saved, will go to heaven, all sorts of things. In verse 4 is where we find this. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. And it goes on to talk about the tribe of Judah and all the 12 tribes, 12,000 from each tribe.
Yes. It's very important to remember that 12 were the patriarchs of the Old mm-hmm. Testament, 12 apostles. Were the tribes of Israel, yeah. 12 were the apostles. So 12 is usually a representation of humanity. Mm-hmm. So we get multiples of 12s here in the book of Revelation. We already had 24 elders on chapter 4 and 5, which is 12 plus 12.
Yeah, 12 from the Old Testament, 12 from the New Testament.
And here we get 12 times 12. So if you multiply 12 by itself, you get mm-hmm. 144,000, which actually has to do with the number of the great multitude that will be explained right after this. This is the great multitude that God will save from the earth. And you get the 104 by doing 12 times 12. Mm-hmm. That's where you get 144.
144. And after these things, verse 9, I looked up and behold a great multitude which no one could count from every nation and all tribes and people and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands.
Okay, so let us now bring your attention to the fact that when we started all these seals at the end of chapter 5, we had the Lamb standing on the throne and a new song that said, you have redeemed people from all tribes and peoples and tongues. Now we have those people from all tribes and peoples and tongues standing before the throne where the Lamb is. They're clothed in white robes, and we have already kind of gotten a glimpse of the white robes, but this chapter will explain where the white robes come from.
And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah, it's very important to understand this chapter in light of chapter 5, mm-hmm. you know, because we had all kinds of people praising God, every creature on heaven and earth, but we mainly had angels and the representatives of the human race and everybody singing the song.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, yes. Worthy is the Lamb. And here they are now in person, not just the representatives, but in person singing the same song.
This is the point. You know, they have gone through all the six seals and now the people are standing. They have the white robe. And they're saying the same thing. So we have all this sevenfold praises, because seven, as you know, is the number mm-hmm. of completeness. Now, they're also praising the Lamb in sevenfold songs like they did in chapter 5.
Mm-hmm. And those sevenfold, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. And one of the, verse 13, and one of the elders answered, saying to me, these are those who are clothed in the white robes, let's start this again. And one of the elders answered, saying to me, these who are clothed in the white robes, who are they and from where have they come?
And here we have a clue for the rest of the book of Revelation. Every time you see white robe, come back to chapter 7, verse 14. This is where we get the explanation of how does a robe get white, which mm-hmm. of course is the symbol of perfection. It's white without spot.
And I said to him, my Lord, you know. And he said to me, these are the ones who come out of great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That's how robes are made white. It goes back to the cross, back to the shedding of blood for the remission of sins. We are made white. The robes are made white by the blood of the Lamb. That's how it is that you stand before God as though you have not sinned. That's what fits you for heaven, is the blood of the Lamb.
I think this is one of those themes that runs from Genesis to Revelation. You remember Adam lost his robe back mm-hmm. in Genesis 3. At the end of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 14, humanity standing again by the tree of life, and they have these white robes. We have come full circle. And so the question is always, where did they get the white robe? And this is the answer.
Revelation 7:14 tells us that it is washed white in the blood of the Lamb. That's where we get the white robe. And that's where this wonderful gift that Adam lost, which we will regain, comes from, is from the blood of the Lamb.
You know, it's very interesting because throughout the Bible, there is this crisis of clothing. And even mm-hmm. Adam himself is trying to cover himself up with fig leaves. And no matter what people are wearing, it's always filthy because they can never stand in front of God with their own clothing.
We sometimes think that maybe we have to be good enough to go to heaven, but Isaiah tells us otherwise. Isaiah 64:6, "For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away." So our best actions, our best behavior, our best acts are filthy garments, is what Isaiah says. We don't get a good white robe by being good. We
Absolutely.
Get it through the blood of the Lamb.
That's right. So that's why we call the righteousness of Christ. It's given to us, and then we can go and sit with the Lamb in the throne that we have been promised all along. And look how beautiful the way that this chapter ends on verse 16 and 17.
"They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne shall be their shepherd, and shall guide them into springs of the water of life, and God shall wipe every tear from their eyes."
Now, this is good news. You know, after all the six seals and all the difficulties and the things that are coming out, this is the end. It's when those are given, those who accept Jesus Christ are given the white robe and now are standing in front of God. And the Lamb, because the shepherd is one of those beautiful visualizations in the book of Revelation, where the Lamb now is the shepherd leading mm-hmm. his people and wipes away all the hurt and tears from their eyes.
He guides them by the springs of the water of life. Life is in Jesus Christ. He makes sure that we have an abundant supply of life, and he takes care of every tear from our eyes, all the pain, all the sorrow, all the persecution. Everything is taken care of.
"The Lamb is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He takes me to quiet waters and green pastures, and he restores our soul."
Trust Jesus, your shepherd. He will give you the garment you need. You can dwell with him forever.
Thank you for joining us today on Jesus 101. For more insights and resources, connect with us at Jesus101.tv. That's Jesus101.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jesus101Institute and follow us on Twitter at Jesus101 Media. Until next time, live free.